Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, good news. My wife heard the first segment. Among other texts she sent me about things, she said, "You might need B. Mitch today." Toby, you're going to have to work on wrangling me.
Am I going to have to work on that a little bit? I don't know that that's my strong suit, but we'll see what I can do. I don't know that there's a lot that's wrangling JP after that first segment.
Dude, I feel like I've released.
Yeah, I feel like you got something off your chest. Yeah. If you didn't, well then, there might be some more
in there,
I'm
sure.
Please
allow me to reintroduce myself. All right, we're gonna get through this. Give me Willer getting booed. Just... This is how we're getting through this. The fact that the booing right into the band starting up is just so great. It's just truly phenomenal. And so we're clear, Willard deserved being booed. He decided to make the first Sweet 16 run in about 10 years, completely about himself, and then oddly try to, like, then deflect. I mean, what? If you have a PR person, sir, fire them. Anywho, that takes away from just everything we heard last night. Toby, how'd the Nats do?
They did well until Mackenzie Gore came out of the ballgame.
Right until they did.
Right? Like, they went to the bullpen. Davey goes to the pen in the seventh. 93 pitches for Mackenzie Gore yesterday. I think if this were July, maybe he gets a chance at the seventh, but 93 pitches on opening day, six innings, only gave up one hit, faced the minimum. K-Bit Ruiz threw out a runner.
This is who we want Mackenzie Gore to be, right?
13 strikeouts, JP.
That's good.
So when you look at the company that he's in, I want to find the exact tweet again, first of all, it's a record for the Nats and the Expos franchise to have 13 Ks on opening day, but according to Matthew Brownstein, who does... assistant for the New York Times. Listen to this, JP. Pitchers with 13 strikeouts, no walks or runs allowed in an opening day start in MLB history. Mackenzie Gore yesterday and Bob Gibson in 1967, and that's it. That's your list.
Wow. Anytime Bob Gibson's involved. I believe Bob Gibson is Bees' favorite baseball player ever. Don't quote me on that. All right, so Gore was dealing. The Nats lost. The bullpen blew it.
Yes.
Lanville, how'd the Caps do in Minnesota last night?
Well, I think they scored first.
That's good.
Yeah.
It was 1-0.
Yep. But at the end of the game, I believe it was 4-2.
It was
Minnesota.
Yeah, it was close. I had it all. It was, I'll be honest, Coach Carberry, if you're listening, you were second screen last night. The Terps got the big TV. And it was 3-2 and they were right. I think it was 2-2 and they were right there. And then the Wild scored and then they scored again. First you cry, then you cry again.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I didn't love last night, and now granted, I was heavily medicating at this point in the evening.
Naturally.
I had to work till I got home at like 7:15 and started to medicate. But because I was also worried beyond all the Willard self-imposed penalties he decided to put on all Terps fans, I was also just worried that Florida was a wagon and they might get rolled. Wilder up 4-2, and still the Caps pulled the goalie. I'm like, are we just chasing a goal for Ovi here? Because that's not really what you do when you're down two.
I mean, it depends.
It didn't sit great with me, but I had enough unsettling S in my life that I just didn't spend a lot of time
on. To be fair, they can do a lot of things. They're so far ahead, they can do a lot of things.
I ain't mad at them. It just felt like we were pushing it a little bit. And then, Jeff, now the city of Washington needs a winner. And much like Gotham turns its lonely eyes to Batman, all of us, Washingtonians, inside the Beltway and out, we can turn our eyes to the Wizards, and surely they will deliver us from salvation. No?
JP.
No?
Oh, man.
We can count on the Wiz, Jeff.
No, we cannot. Not after last night. I don't think we can count on Batman, Iron Man.
Batman.
Marvel, DC, nobody could have saved the District of Columbia last night from that whipping the Wizards received.
What exactly? Left hand up. I watch a lot of Wiz games. I'm a Wizards fan. That's the reason I'm a Bullets fan. Mitchell Butler. Like, I go way back, all right? I did not watch a lick of that last night. What exactly happened, Toby, in the Wizards game?
Yeah, I didn't watch it either, but let me just read you the points by quarter for the Indiana Pacers. 45 in the first, 38 in the second, 42 in the third, 37 in the fourth. Their lowest scoring quarter was 37 in the fourth quarter. That adds up to 162 given up by the Wiz last night. The Pacers shot 64% from the field and 57% from three, 27 to 47. I mean, look.
Give me the final score one
Tyrese
more time.
Tyrese hella buckets.
162 to 109. They scored 109 and lost by 53. Look, man, I'd rather this than winning ball games. I get that you want to be more competitive. I'd rather this than winning because I really want Cooper Flagg in D.C. next year. But holy smokes, 162 in 48 minutes is absurd.
Yo, I think scoring 109 and losing by 50 is more absurd. That's among the most. Yo, consider everything that happened yesterday and Kevin Willard saying he doesn't know what planet he's on or whatever. I think still what might be the most absurd thing that happened yesterday is the Wiz scored 109 and lost by 50.
JP, there was a minute left in the ball game, and they were taking shot clock violations because they didn't want to run the score up more. There was a minute left.
That's how you tank, dog. I mean, the Wizards are the only one that got the memo.
Yes.
Like, the Wizards yesterday, they had one job, and they did it.
Yes.
My hat's off to them. I appreciate you, Wiz.
I mean,
shout out to Michael Winger.
To their credit, Alex Saar had 22 points. Now his plus-minus was minus 27. He had a block, 7 rebounds, 8 of 15 from the field. So if that's what you care about, Bob Carrington had 13. A.J. Johnson had a couple of points off the bench. Like, if that's the stuff you care about, then they did that well. But they lost bad.
Catch a court-size seat for $150.
Look, man, I'd be fired up to watch a team score 162 in a 48-minute game. I don't care who it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
What a bad day.
Yeah.
0
for 4 for the DMV yesterday. 0 for 4. And the leading story in college basketball with Kevin Willard. So maybe 0 for 5 or 0 for 10 if you want to count Willard as like six things.
And I think the thing that hurt the most was that in the beginning of these games, they were close games. Like the Nats.
Yeah, the Nats
it was
were
a
rolling.
Close game. It was all the way into
They're
the
down
10th
two
inning.
At halftime. Yeah. Terps were down 2 at halftime.
Yeah.
And it just
and they were down like 13 and fought all the way back. My boy Parker was at my house, and he ended up in a different room, and I was in a different room because they got hot, and they just went on this run, and I was like, dude, we can't move.
Yeah, stay
and
where you're
at. We were just like standing in opposite rooms. It's just, dude, my kids were all wearing their Terps gear. And, yo, I'm going to say the quiet part out loud. Florida's the better team.
Yes, no question.
Like, they might have just gotten their ass kicked regardless.
I will say.
It's just all the extra stuff.
And that's what's so frustrating, because walking down Half Street, I missed most of the first half of the game because I was doing some of the Nats post-game coverage. And walking down Half Street after the game, it was packed. All the bars were packed. People outside watching the Terps. People fired up at
Weather
Walters.
Weather got nice at night, too.
Yeah, people were fired up to watch the Terps. So, like, the excitement was there for the team, but it's just so annoying that you have this distraction hanging over their head.
Shout out to my man Brendan Fry. He just sent me some numbers about the great, the legendary Kevin Willard. Got the whole East Coast fighting over him. You know, also, I don't even want to hear the audio. Number 8 on here is a question. Lanville does a good job of asking questions. Is there anything Maryland can do to bring Willard back? No, we don't want you back. Take the Amtrak. You know what? Take the bus. What's Greyhound fare to Philly? I will pay it. Get on the bus. Get the hell out of my life. I'll buy you some razors so you keep shaving your head. Seriously, find out what
chill on the ball jokes.
Oh, right. My bad, Jeff.
Yeah, chill on the ball.
Find out what bus fare is from Washington, or see if there's a bus at College Park. Please, Jeff, find out what it costs. I'll Venmo it to Kevin Willard. Even though he's probably about to make $8 million a year, what do you think he's about to clear? 12? I don't know.
Yeah, something around there.
They got money on the main line, baby. But no. What can Maryland do to bring him back? Nothing. Don't bring him back. For once. Have some guts. I don't think he's coming back. I don't think the incredibly inept leadership over there is going to have to really figure that out. But no is the answer. Did lose my train of thought. Here we go. Kevin Willard numbers.
All right, real quick. We can get a one-way ticket from D.C. to Philly, leaving at 3:55 today. A bus on something called Megabus for $28.
Done.
Oh, there you go.
Done.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
We could maybe even crowdfund it if needed.
I'll cover that myself.
Oh, okay.
Now, if everybody wants to chip in, I ain't mad at them. Yeah, get the hell out of here. See ya.
Yeah.
Bye. In 18 seasons, Kevin Willard is 331 and 247. In 18 seasons, he's made the tournament 7 times with a 4-7 record. Do you know how many weeks Kevin Willard has had one of his teams in the top 5?
0.
0. 18 seasons as a head coach. You know how many times he's had his team in the top 10?
0.
4.
4? Okay.
How many weeks in 18 years? 52 times 18? I don't know. What is that? 20,000 or something?
It's a lot. Let's see. 18 times 52?
Yeah.
936.
4 out of 936. That's like the Wizards defense last night. My buddy Christian Matthews, Joe Coleman, Tony T, I'm friends with Villanova people, right? I'm not mad at Villanova. Y'all didn't do anything wrong. I do caution you, though. Careful what you wish for. You know what yesterday was for Kevin Willard? His only Sweet 16 appearance. And I can't stress this enough. I believe Derek Queen was the best player on the field on the court last night.
Yeah, no question.
I think better than the Florida guards. I think Derek Queen was the best player on that court last night. Do you understand that sometimes the universe just does what it wants? Derek Queen was from Baltimore and just didn't want to leave for college. Kevin Willard gets the credit for that?
Yeah.
for where a kid was born?
Yeah.
What if Derek Queen was from Boston, probably would have played at BC. If Derek Queen was from Fort Lauderdale, he probably goes to Miami. Like, he just seems like a kid that likes being at home.
Yeah, and Derek Queen bailed you out in round of 32, too.
Yeah.
Like, he bailed you out. And, like, I don't want to take away from it, but they beat a 13 seed and a 12 seed to get there.
You know what I could really use today, Toby?
What's that?
A hot tub. I could use something to help me relax.
Something to relax.
Like, yeah, my people at Offenbacher's, I love them, and they have the swim spas. And the people are calling like crazy. I don't know why. We haven't asked for calls. I think we'll take calls after Nate at 11, okay? But, if, I mean, you can call and get on hold. I don't know. Maybe they're offering me other ways to relax besides a hot tub. I can't smoke weed on the radio. I'm getting countless offers for marijuana. I just say no, kids. Landfill will take it. But I, for me, I'm out. All right? I can't do it. I got kids. We're supposed to go to a play tonight. Landfill, you think I'm ready to go see a play? Woo. All right. I could use some relaxation in my life, okay? Offenbacher's, if you, like me, could use some relaxation in your life, check out Offenbacher's. They got four stores, Herndon, Annapolis, Gainesville, Rockville. They got a website, offenbachers.com. They got hot tubs. And if you, like me, are somewhere between stressed and angry and trying to get through it all, get a hot tub. Put it in your backyard. Sit down in it. Pour a cocktail. Voila. Relaxation, baby. Say you want some exercise. The swim spas, man. You can do the swim spa like kid routine and just let them in there and play around and splash around and have fun. Or they have this ridiculous jet on this thing that you could swim as hard as you can and seriously get a workout in. And beyond all that, if you got lower back pain like I do, here's what you do. Go from the hot tub into the cold plunge. And they can take care of all that for you. The cold plunge feels absurdly good. It is really hard to get into, but once you're in there, you could just chill. You got to work on your breathing. You got to breathe deep in there because when you first get in, it's super cold. But damn, you feel so good getting out of there. Seriously, man, like your circulation, your inflammation goes down, your joint pain, all of it. I need to go to Offenbacher's. Like, can we do the rest of the show from Offenbacher's? The store in Herndon's dope. Yo, what if we do a show from a hot tub? Could we do that, Landfill? I guess we have to be somewhat concerned about the electricity and stuff, but we can make it work. Toby, would you go in a hot tub with me?
Let's do it.
All right. Jeff, we hot tubbing? Jeff's getting in the hot tub time machine. Check out Offenbacher's, offenbacher's.com. Tell them I sent you. You get $500 gift card with a purchase of a spa.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.